It's a Friday News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. On Wednesday of this week, Iowa State University President Stephen Leith canceled that school's week-long student-run spring celebration known as VSHA. This after the event turned violent overnight. On Tuesday, thousands of people gathered just before midnight, flipping over at least two cars, tearing down two light poles, ripping out four stop signs, and pelting police officers with rocks and full cans of beer. One student sustained severe head injuries when one of the light poles struck him. Earlier today, I spoke with Iowa State University President Stephen Leith and began by asking him what went into the decision to suspend the rest of VSHA for this year.
First and foremost, we wanted to make sure we had a full perspective on the risks and benefits of going forward. We had the president's cabinet get together representing student affairs. We're conscious of the student interests and how it affected them. We had student leaders. Of course, we had people representing law enforcement and many other aspects, finance. But the bottom line is, and the overriding factor that drove the decision was safety. Unfortunately, we've been in this situation before at Iowa State. We had some history and perspective there, and we were in it again. But we've never been in it this early in the week. But we had trouble on Tuesday, and we've never had a situation that was largely due to our own people. Mm-hmm. Those things drove a decision that the risk was just too great to proceed the rest of the week.
We saw cars being were flipped over, tearing down light poles, ripping out stop signs, pelting police with rocks and full cans of beer. One student sustained severe head injuries. Do you know how he is?
He is still at the hospital, and he is stable. He has some medical issues. I probably don't want to go into details publicly. Still has some medical issues, but we're hopeful that he will continue to improve.
What is your understanding of the cause of this year's riot, the dynamics that lead to such a thing?
Well, we have some faculty on campus that actually specialize in this, but from my perspective, it's a little unusual that there was no root cause. There was not a dissent or anything like that, or a victory or a loss in an athletic contest, or any of the things that we've seen associated with these events around the country. This just seemed to come out of nowhere, quite frankly.
This is not the first time, as you mentioned, that such problems have erupted at VSHA. What lessons do you know have been learned from previous ugly episodes at VSHA, and what actions had been taken to prevent that this kind of thing happening again?
Well, we've learned that the greater physical presence of student affairs and our exemplary students early in the evening is very helpful. And we do have a huge presence out there with student affairs folks and our great students walking around, encouraging people to behave, be thoughtful, make good decisions. That is certainly helping, and we've learned that. We've also got very capable police at Iowa State and Ames who are used to dealing with students, and they're pretty effective at diffusing these things for the most part. Obviously, this one happened quickly and fast. But one thing we have also learned that made this one particularly difficult is the surge in the use of social media. This event went from 300 people to over 1,000 in less than 11 minutes, and people were flocking there with their smartphones in their hands, knowing that there was an issue there, knowing there was a van, and coming to see what was going on. That type of quick growth in these events was not possible in the past. So we have learned that as a result of this event and others, and it does present a challenge for us.
Knowing what you know now, who bears responsibility for the violent behavior?
Well, the students and other individuals who are involved bear responsibility. And I think there's some young people that had a disconnect between actions and consequences. And unfortunately, they're all being reminded that there's a clear link between your actions and the consequences. But the fact that many of these people and the 42 that have had charges filed against them, most of them involve alcohol. So if we look at lessons learned and things, it really has to do with alcohol abuse and lack of thought process that these actions really have consequences.
How much responsibility do you bear as the president and the university looking over the shoulder of this student-run event?
We have a lot of responsibility, and that's what led to the decision to end it. No matter what decision you make, there'll be people who have differing opinions. But the reality is we feel responsible for the safety of our students and the safety of those members in the community that surround our campus. And that feeling of responsibility led to this suspension of Isha.
This was suspended for this year. You said you said you will assemble a task force to look at this event, make a decision by the end of the year. Can you tell us what factors will go into deciding whether Visha happens again at all?
Yes. I can tell you some of those factors. The overriding factor, whether a Visha or a Visha-like event will happen again in the future, is can we be relatively comfortable that we can control alcohol problems, we can control violent behavior, and we can make this a Visha type event that it was originally considered to be, where it's educational and fun and safe. If we can't come up with a way to make a fun, safe, educational event with essentially no chance of this kind of behavior, it would be difficult to go forward.
So going back to the origins of this 92-year-old spring celebration.
Yes, if you look back when high school students came to Iowa State campus on Fridays to tour the campus, see the academic programs, learn about the university, consider if they want to go there, these are the types of things that really drove Visha initially. It was a great outreach effort and showcased the academic and social strength of the university. It was not a spring fling, so to speak, and it's really unfortunate that some people have turned it into that.
Can you characterize the reaction, and I'm sure you've gotten plenty of it, that you've received from students, parents, alumni, Cyclone fans?
I've got a tremendous amount of feedback. It's very difficult to read it all, but I have. I've read every single email that's come to me. And there are a few rude emails that are of little substance. But the most part, the emails that come to me are thoughtful. They present possible solutions. They offer volunteerism for the task force. They give you perspective. They're running about two-thirds strongly in favor of the decision to cancel Visha. They understand the need for safety, and I'm pleased to see the majority of people feel strongly that it was the right decision.
Mm-hmm. Two-thirds in favor of it. Does that weigh heavily into your decision? Do you feel now that do you have a sense of what's likely to happen to Visha in the future, that it won't happen again?
Well, clearly many of the students feel remorseful, and there's a number of activities being planned right now to raise money for the student that was injured, raise money to repair damage in the town. So those are all good things. So we'll have to see where we go over the next few weeks. It's premature to say what will happen. We really do want input. I know there's been task forms formed under President Jiskie and President Joffre, and some people are questioning what we'll learn new, but we do want to make sure we get everyone's input before we make a decision as to how to go forward.
What's the best way people can get input your way?
There'll be a letter going out very shortly that will give them a link where they can put information in directly to a Visha task force website. And then once the task force members are named in the next couple of days, they'll be able to contact them individually also.
Iowa State University President Stephen Leith, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, sir.
Let's now turn to Iowa Public Radio reporter Amy Mayer, who's been covering the Visha riots for us. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Ben.
We listened to President Leith there, ISU President Leith, talk about how it seemed to come out of nowhere, no root cause identified, at least at this point. Can you say anything else about, in your talking with people there on campus, about the cause of this sort of violent behavior this year?
What I can add to what's already been said is that it seems there were a couple of house parties happening in the campus town neighborhood. The people came out into the streets, and then, as we heard from President Leith, quickly what was a few hundred students multiplied exponentially. And when you have that many people at the press conference Wednesday, President Leith actually used the term mob behavior. You end up with a few people doing things as kind of a demonstration, or I think of it as like kind of showing off, but usually they're alcohol and their judgment is crippled by their alcohol consumption, and those around them who are watching and perhaps egging on the behavior do take on this kind of no one's thinking for themselves, they're acting as a mass. But no, I don't know anything more about any kind of root cause or...
After that press conference that you covered on Wednesday, Amy, you talked with some students. We have a bit of that audio. Here is Iowa State University student Nick Morton, one of the general co-chairs of Visha 2014, with his thoughts on the cancellation of this year's celebration.
I think the biggest thing for us goes out to our executive team, all the committees that have been involved in this. This has been a year-long process. We start the Sunday after Visha 2013. We continue for the entire summer into the school year. There's a lot of people in this room right now that are probably thinking a lot of things right now because this is a big change for us. You know, the week for us really hasn't even started. We are still got quite a few events that would have been left out for the rest of the week. So I think that my thoughts go out to my executive team and also the student that was injured as well. But I think right now it's really much more of an internal thing for us to be able to handle what's going on emotionally and also what's going on for our university. Because at the end of the day, Visha is here for Iowa State University. Visha is here for all the students in the room right now, all the faculty, all the staff, everyone. And that's, I think, the important thing to remember.
ISU student Nick Morton. Amy, you can hear the disappointment in his voice. Of course, even though thousands took part in this riot, there were many who are innocent here and have had their Visha celebration spoiled.
Absolutely. And I think as he was looking out at the crowd gathered for that press conference, there were many, many students in the room. And it seems a lot of them were members of the various committees that had been working so hard. They were several students were crying. They were comforting each other. It's just, you know, it was yanked out from under them through, in the case of these organizers, probably no fault of their own. They probably were not even there. Of course, I don't know that for sure. But I think, I mean, even if it was more than 1,000 students on Tuesday night, that's a lot of people to have in one place, but it's a small fraction of the total campus community, and the decision affects everyone.
Iowa Public Radio reporter Amy Mayer, thank you. I guess we'll find out by the end of the year whether Stephen Leith and his team decides whether Visha will continue. Thank you, Amy Mayer.